Today we're going to look at one of the best known verses in the Bible. Words that Jesus spoke late at night with Nicodemus, a ruler in Jerusalem, who came quietly to ask Jesus some questions. Here it is, John 3:16. I'm guessing you may already know it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today I want you to think about just how completely God has given His Son to the human race. Sometimes it's tempting to think of Christ's time on earth as something of a side trip. He spent 3.5 years away from His regular duties, but then stepped right back into His old position in heaven. But according to the Bible, that's just not true. When Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to the disciples, He encouraged them to touch His hands and His feet and His side. Come on, He said, touch me and make sure that I'm real. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones like I do. Now that tells us something important. When Jesus returned to heaven, He went as a human being. He went as a glorified human being with a perfect resurrection body, but still, He went as a human being. Now, if you stop to think about it, that means that God's Son has been given to the human race forever. The Father gave us His Son not only to live with us, to bear our sins, and to die as our sacrifice. He actually gave Him to the fallen race. If you can imagine it, the very person who was one with the Father has actually linked Himself to our race forever. I mean, just listen to these words found over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2 and verse 11. Here's what it says. For both He who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Jesus is our sacrifice, and according to the letters of John, He is also our advocate, our representative in front of the throne of God. He calls us His brethren, which makes Jesus our older brother. And according to the book of Revelation, He's eventually going to take up permanent residence right here among us. If you can believe it, Jesus has adopted our human family and our human form for all eternity. He's actually made Himself one with us forever, and because of that, He really understands what it means to be human. He gets what kind of world we're living in. And because even though He is fully God, He is still standing at the head of the human race, the finest example of a human being that has ever lived. He has the ability to lift us out of the horrible situation we've created in our lives and give us a better way to live.